You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Yeah, you sure are. And here's my co-host, Rob. And our next news story takes us to where on this big green
Stockholm, Sweden.
What are we, Stockholm?
Stockholm, Sweden.
What's going on in Stockholm that we got to talk about on the Chris and Rob show?
Scared if you don't read. Bork, bork, bork.
Near snorkeling.
Remember the Swedish Chef from the Muppet Show?
Everybody remembers the Swedish Chef
word from the Muppet Show. Because it was a two-man puppet.
Yeah.
It's a puppet that takes two people to work. You know, it's a good one. Bork, 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 bork. Anyway, ABBA. The band. ABBA.
Are you talking about ABBA?
Right.
Is it ABBA or ABBA?
It's probably ABBA. ABBA, one of the greatest bands of all time. Their harmonies just couldn't be beat. It's just fun, happy, good music, man. The girls had pretty sexy voices. The guys stayed the hell out of the way.
No, they didn't. They wore tight shorts, remember?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying as far as the singing goes.
Okay, so what's going on with ABBA in Stockholm, Sweden? And why are we talking about on a
And then they do like they did a Broadway show based upon ABBA songs, and all the gay people love it, and all the women love it, and all the straight guys love it because the women love it.
So everybody loves it. Everybody loves ABBA.
But it's like it's called Mamma Mia, which is like an Italian thing, and then you go see this Mamma Mia, and you go see ABBA, then your girlfriend gets all horny, and then you know everything's fine. I can't. Dude, why don't you just draw a mustache on the Mona Lisa?
You know, that ain't nothing but disco polka, man. That's disco polka.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Chinkatiga? I don't know this one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, ABBA, the greatest band possibly of all time. If it wasn't for ABBA, there'd be no Roxette. Were they from Sweden?
I don't know.
Who else is from Sweden? Somebody else from
Sweden. The Cardigans, I think.
Oh, yeah, the Cardigans. Yeah. They're great. But the girl let her hair go black now. She looks completely different.
She's great.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And I guess she's no more breathy love fool. Anyway, ABBA... Here in America, we have a very controversial Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum.
Right.
Some people say there should be like a museum part. You know, let's go look at Buddy Holly's Telecaster, Stratocaster. That'd be cool. Let's go look at Chuck Berry's amplifier. That's kind of neat. But do we really need a Hall of Fame? Do we need a bunch of boring old rock nerd record store guys deciding who belongs in some sort of Lucite Hall of Fame? So it's kind of controversial.
Yeah, and rock and roll is supposed to be counterculture and anti-establishment. You can't have a rock, Hall of Fame for something that's anti-establishment.
Yeah, it seems sort of, you know, almost, what do you call that? Like a large shrimp. A paradox. It's almost a paradoxical
institution. It's almost hypocritical.
Well, there you go. Some would say that.
Yeah.
So anyway, ABBA has their own museum unveiled in Sweden, of course. It is dedicated to... three aspects of ABBA: the music, the clothing, and the history. And the clothing for the guys consisted of small satin shorts.
Yeah, tight, tight.
Satin and a lot shirt. Of white jumpsuits.
You remember this one?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
So what happened to them? Where are they now?
Dude, they're wherever the hell they want to be right now. They had so many hits. Tears in her eyes. It's an interactive museum. It'll feature original outfits. Don't you hate it when you go to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and museum and... and the outfits aren't original? Have you ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, they have like this hall of costumes.
I wouldn't pay money for something so anti-establishment.
Well, they have...
I wouldn't even eat in their restaurant.
They have this...
Which is really what it's there for, to support a restaurant.
Well, a gift shop.
And a gift shop, and with overpriced drinks.
They have...
overpriced hamburgers that taste better at the fast food place.
They have a big hall, as you can imagine, they have a big hall of costumes. And, It's like, oh, wow, look, there's Sly Stone's cape and shoes.
But they're not originals, are they?
No, no, they're originals. Look, there's like that crazy parka poncho that Janis Joplin had. There's look at that dress that Tina Turner wore. It's some kind of frilly, crazy. And then you get to like the grunge era, and it's like, oh, there's Eddie Vedder's Sonics jersey. It's just stupid. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Fool around?
Yeah.
With the biggie. Oh, this is a classic. Yeah, money, money. The museum will feature a studio where visitors can record their own ABBA songs, an interactive experience to recreate the feeling of being at Wembley Stadium and seeing ABBA live with 50,000 others.
You mean like ABBA karaoke? They got a big, giant ABBA karaoke machine?
And also you get to sit in a stadium with 50,000 people, other ABBA fans. And they haven't found a place to put it yet, but it'll open sometime in 2008.
Why don't they put it in Cleveland, Ohio, the birthplace of rock and roll? Not.
You say not.
I just said not.
Did you come out with not?
I just said not.
Did you use a not?
Well, you know, that in downtown Cleveland, they got that big Ohio historical plaque that says Cleveland, Ohio, the birthplace of rock and roll. I want to go there and spray paint not on it because the birthplace of rock and roll was somewhere in between New Orleans. Somewhere in between New Orleans and Chicago, all right? But it certainly wasn't Cleveland, frickin' Ohio.
I think what they're referring to, and you know this.
What, Alan Freed?
Alan Freed using that term.
That doesn't mean it was born there. That means it was semantically named there.
Well,
it should say the semantically named birthplace of rock and roll.
And I don't. He didn't coin the term even.
No, the term actually was a euphemism for sex in the backseat of a car.
But I think he was the first to use it not as a euphemism for having sex, like I'm going to rock you, roll you all night long. But to have it actually apply to music.
They should put this thing in New Orleans.
Put what?
A little up.
Where the hell is New Orleans? New Orleans didn't want it. You know, all these other cities, New Orleans, Memphis, and I'm not going, the heck with Cleveland.
Hold on. Wait, I got a solution. Shh. The birthplace of rock and roll is Stockholm, Sweden, because that's where ABBA is from.
Why are you dissing
Cleveland?
Why? Because they actually said, hey, this could be something that's cool for the city. Let's go for it.
No, because they went sacrilegious.
Did Memphis go for it? Memphis didn't want it. Memphis didn't go for it. Did New Orleans want it? You're going to tell me if New Orleans would have made a serious effort to get it, that they wouldn't have got it? If Memphis would have made a serious effort to get it, they wouldn't have got it?
Nobody should have gotten it because it's not a real live entity. It doesn't mean anything. Rock and roll music is counterculture, it's anti-establishment, and it's supposed to be brothers united against the man. I'm going to say that again. Rock and roll music is brothers united against the man and sisters sometimes too, usually drinking or smoking dope. And that's rock and roll music. And to have a Hall of Fame for something that's that anti-establishment. Do we have a Hall of Fame for hippies opposed to the Vietnam War? Well, I guess we do now. Do we have a Hall of Fame for people who've caught a lot of STDs? I guess we do now. Do we have a Hall of Fame for people who do drugs and choke on their own vomit? We do now. Come on, people. Hall of Fames are great for college football and Major League Baseball if you put Pete Rose in it. But can we get put Pete Rose in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because that's probably the only Hall of Fame we can get him in at this point.
You were so cute in your naivete.
Shut up.
Rock and roll was always some huge countercultural, underground, subversive thing.
It was
the first 2 years?
Yeah, it was up until the Beatles came along.
When you had that horrible chain of events when Little Richard saw Sputnik and decided he wanted to be a preacher. Eddie Cochran was in a car crash. Gene Vincent was in a car crash. Carl Perkins was drunk in a car crash.
And they all left Elvis us alone in the army. With ABBA.
Jerry Lee married his cousin. Ever since then, dude, it's been all about let's make money. Let's make money. Let's make as much money as we can make. And you can't criticize Cleveland for being successful where Memphis sat on their thumbs. Memphis much more deserving than Cleveland. New Orleans much more deserving than Cleveland. But in the 70s or 80s, whenever the hell they were talking about we're going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who actually went for it?
Are the MC5 in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is Blue Cheer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I hope not.
Are Iggy and the Stooges in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think Iggy's in there twice.
Iggy's in there with the Stooges?
I think Iggy might be in there twice.
All right, good. What about that guy called Boom Boom? You know who I'm talking about? Freddie Cannon. What about Boom Boom Freddie Cannon? Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Is Freddie Palisades Park? Is that the...
I don't remember. But is he in there?
I don't know.
I mean, it makes me sick. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as a phrase, makes me sick. People, don't go to that thing and don't eat at its restaurant. If you do wind up stuck in Cleveland, just go to some Polish bars up there, because they got some damn good Polish bars in Cleveland where they serve you warm Colt 45, which is the way they drink it in Poland. But don't go to that damn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, okay?
Unless you want to.
Even if you want to, don't go. You're better off going to the Hard Rock Cafe, because that's all it is a little bigger Hard Rock Cafe. If you want to go to the Hard Rock Cafe and look at Elvis's shoes, go ahead. Do it. Order the cheese fries and have a good time. Take your dad so he can pay for it. But don't go to that damn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What if you got
and
free
give
tickets?
The bloodsuckers any more of
who
the
blood
money.
Suckers?
You know who the bloodsuckers are. The five major labels. All the commercial entities that control so-called rock and roll music. There is no such thing as rock and roll music. And there hasn't been since Kurt Cobain died. There's just ABBA. There's just ABBA
there
and
always
me.
Will be ABBA.
Hey, listen, we're out of here in a minute, but before we leave...
We got another 60 seconds of ABBA.
We got to play some more ABBA for the guy who's coming on after us, because it's his favorite band. So I assume we'll be back next week, right, Rob?
Oh, yes!
What are we doing next week? Do we have any plans?
An in-depth interview with Bjorn Bjornsson.
Oh, that'd be great. So tune in next week for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we love to love you, baby.